USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A lawyer for the whistleblower who raised alarms about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine says his client is now willing to answer written questions submitted by House Republicans. House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy.
What I'm open to, when you're talking about the removal of the President of the United States, undoing democracy, undoing what the American public had voted for, I think that individual should come before the committee. He could come down to the basement, but he needs to answer the questions. We need an openness that people understand this.
Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer says lots of information will be made public.
When you have the facts, you pound on the facts. When you have the law, you pound on the law. When you neither have the facts nor the law, you pound on the table. What you just heard from my friend, the minority leader, was pounding on the table.
Both men spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
McDonald's Corporation says its chief executive officer, Steve Easterbrook, has left the company after violating its policy by engaging in a consensual relationship with an employee. Heather Haddon, a reporter for the Wall Street Journal, explains.
Investors definitely are going to have opinions. A lot of them have really liked the company under Steve Easterbrook. The shares have really grown. Share price has almost doubled. The company has picked a trusted hand to replace him, but this is unsettling news for a company that's been trying to turn itself around.
In an email to employees, Easterbrook acknowledges it was a mistake. President Trump has talked about getting the U.S. out of the Paris climate deal for more than 2 years. Beginning Monday, he can finally do something about it. Even then, a withdrawal takes a year to go into effect, and it doesn't become official until the day after the 2020 U.S. presidential election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Iran's supreme leader looks back on U.S.-Iranian relations since the 1979 student revolution. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says his nation has outmaneuvered the United States over the four decades since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. He says Iran has, quote, trapped the other party in the corner of the ring in many cases, adding that U.S. aggression towards Iran has only grown, quote, wilder and more flagrant over the years. Khamenei was quoted on his official website in a speech to thousands of students the day before the 40th anniversary of the U.S. Embassy takeover in Tehran. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump has reduced the number of refugees the U.S. will allow down to 18,000 compared to 30,000 the last fiscal year. Certain groups are given priority status, such as Christian refugees from the Middle East and Iraqis who worked with the U.S. military. From El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, America will only accept 1,500 persons who are declared as refugees. That does not limit the tens of thousands from Central America that are seeking to come into the United States via the asylum process. In a refugee category, the last fiscal year of the Obama administration, 110,000 refugee slots were allocated. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.